This interview is being conducted with Captain W.L. Costley, Jr. by Gunnery Sergeant Alan B. Richardson at Marine Corps Schools, Quantico, Virginia. The subject of this interview is saturation patrolling in the Fook Valley, and it is unclassified. Captain, would you state your name, grade, and service number, please?
William L. Costley, Jr., Captain 068933.
What were your duty assignments while you were in Vietnam?
I was an observer with the 1st Battalion of the 6th Regiment of the Vietnamese Army.
What period did you serve in these billets, and where were you physically located within Vietnam during that period?
This was in March of 1964, and the majority of the time, 23 days, was spent in the Phuc Valley. The remainder of the time was spent in Da Nang.
Captain, would you discuss the saturation patrolling in the Phuc Valley from the beginning of the operation until the end of it?
Saturation patrolling at that time, which was the concept that was being carried out by the Vietnamese Army and the U.S. Army in this particular area, in the I Corps area, a unit would move into a particular sector, a battalion would be assigned a certain area, and the battalion in turn would assign certain areas to its companies, and the companies right on down to the smallest unit. And this was constant patrolling of over no set area or no set where a unit would go out, and no two patrols would go the same way. And the purpose of it was to keep the Viet Cong particularly on the move all the time and keep them jumping all the time and never let them let their defenses down. And patrols were constantly moving out at night and during the day, although this, after I went out in this particular patrol with this battalion, I found it to be very unsuccessful, or what I considered unsuccessful, and I didn't think their patrols were successful, and they didn't accomplish what they set out to do.
Can you discuss any VC tactics in particular in this operation?
Most of the VC that we encountered, or the VC tactics, it was primarily a harassing-type tactic. Snipers shooting at helicopters, snipers shooting at individuals, or snipers shooting at units out on patrol. And it was normally one or two snipers firing a few rounds, disappearing into the jungle. And we did have one unit that was ambushed by about a 40-man unit of the hardcore VC one night.
Are you familiar with how this ambush was set up by the VC?
Well, this was... I'm not sure whether you could call it an ambush. I think the reason they set up this particular thing, this battalion at the time had been operating in the Phuc Valley for several days. It was not a very aggressive unit, and it had also been operating in this area in the past, and so the VC were probably familiar with exactly how it would react. And this approximately 40-man unit was set up on the edge of a small village, and where on the side of a hill in a grove of cinnamon trees. And they were dug in prepared positions across this hill. And the unit, particular company of about 60 men, was going out to set up an ambush. They were crossing a rice paddy, approaching this village, and this was about 8:30 or 20:30 in the evening. They were approaching this village and got within about 150 or 175 meters of it, and the VC opened up with these 40 men with three automatic weapons also.
Did the Vietnamese have any type of immediate action drill to operate on during a ambush?
In this particular ambush, the unit of about 50 men immediately hit the deck, and since they were crossing a rice paddy, they just deployed on line behind a small dike and immediately returned fire. And the remainder of the battalion, which was about 400 or 500 meters to the rear, the battalion commander, who was also located back there, sent up the remainder of this company, plus another rifle company that he had. He only had two rifle companies, sent them up. They also deployed on approximately the same line. And this a firefight ensued, which lasted from about 20:30 until almost 2300. He also was close to Phuc Chau outpost, which had a section of 105s, so he called in artillery, and the artillery fired high explosive plus flares for him. And he remained there the whole night until daylight, never did attempt to envelop or never did make any moves other than to return the fire. And the next morning, or sometime that night between night, the end of the firefight and first light, the VC broke contact and moved out and took all their dead and wounded with them.
What type of weapons did the VC use?
That particular night, their automatic weapons, all three of them sounded like Browning automatic rifles. I know one of them was a Browning automatic rifle because when we moved into the position the next morning, I found a full magazine, BAR magazine. The rest of them were a variety of weapons, a lot of them that I was not familiar with, although an Army captain and a master sergeant that were with the unit described some of them. Some of them as old French weapons and some of them as Czech weapons.
Then it wasn't automatic fire weapons as such. The attack wasn't an automatic fire attack, so to speak.
No, only the three Browning automatic rifles.
Were there any civic action measures used in your area, Captain?
I saw, during this period, I saw no, what you would call, no civic action measures at all, none whatsoever. Although I believe that they could have used quite a few, but I didn't see any.
How about the influence of weather on the Vietnamese themselves? Can they withstand this, I'm sure, more easily than we can, but how do they?
During this period, it rained, out of the 23-day period we were in the Phuc Valley, it rained approximately 5 days, what I would call hard rain, out of this period. During most of the rain, we were in sort of a static situation. And as far as affecting the Vietnamese, it didn't seem to affect them at all, and it didn't bother their equipment because they were traveling very lightly. We had no vehicles, so as far as movement, it didn't affect us a great deal.
Is there any adverse effect of the dampness on the weapons they're using?
The weapons? The weather, I don't believe, affected the weapons. And one thing I was impressed with, the Vietnamese, the radio that they were using was the AMPRC-10, this unit I was with. And even under what I would consider adverse conditions, because they didn't have the parts and equipment or the technicians that we have, and yet I never saw one of their radios fail to work.
Prior to this action, Captain, I understand you went through the Da Nang area, and can you tell me what was in the Da Nang area at this time?
At this time, in the Da Nang area, there was one Marine helicopter squadron there. I don't remember the designation of this particular squadron that was flying the support missions for the Vietnamese Army at the time up in this area. And also, there was a reinforced security platoon from the 3rd Marine Division, and I believe it was from the 3rd Marines. And these were the only Marines in the area at the time.
One other question I'd like to ask about the weather and terrain in Vietnam. How about insects? Did you have any problem with insects?
The only insect or insects that bothered me in the Da Nang area itself, while I was in the Da Nang, the mosquitoes were very bad. Then out in the field, the mosquitoes were not too noticeable and bothered me very little. Ticks were bad. If ticks would get on you, they would cause a big sore on you if you didn't get them off in a hurry. And then, of course, the other thing that was really the big problem and gave you the most trouble were the leeches, which they were prevalent throughout the area.
Well, you'd get these leeches, I assume, from being submerged in water.
Right. Anytime you walked in an area, say if you were under dense undergrowth in a jungle-type area where it was very damp, you could look down on the deck and leeches would just be crawling all over the deck. And if you stayed there or stayed in one place for just a few seconds, they would just cover your boots and they would come up your trousers leg, and even with blouse trousers, they could get up, they would work their way up under your trousers.
How about your training prior to going to Vietnam, Captain? Do you think it was satisfactory?
Yes.
Took care of the task?
Prior to going to Vietnam, I had attended the 3rd Marine Division counter-guerrilla warfare school on Okinawa, and I'd also attended the Special Forces Staff course at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and the Psychological Operations course at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And so I had had some training and knew a little bit about what to expect.
So you were well prepared by the time you got there?
Yes, I think so.
Were the relations between the Marine Corps and the Vietnamese satisfactory?
Yes. From what little I observed between the Marine Corps and the Vietnamese around the Da Nang area, they were satisfactory.
How many Marines were with the battalion that you were with?
Well, the battalion I was with, it was myself and one Marine First Lieutenant.
And these were the only two?
We were the only two.
Do you have any comments on improvements that we could sustain in the area as far as equipment, tactics?
Well, as far as equipment, practically all of the equipment that the Vietnamese Army was using at that time was equipment that we had discarded, the weapons. One weapon that they did use that I thought was very effective was the 60-millimeter mortar, which I understand the Marines are using over there now. And also one other piece of equipment that they used, and it was the first time I had ever seen it employed, I'd only seen it used in a training situation, was the M79 grenade launcher. And they had two of these in each company, and I thought they were very effective, particularly in fairly short range in the type of terrain we were in.
What did they use the M79 for? Particular purpose?
The M79, I saw it used, or it was used this particular night when this one company was ambushed, and they used it any time in a small firefight at fairly close range. They would use it in terrain that was sort of what you'd call not thick underbrush, but trees and sort of scrubby growth that was used in this type of terrain.
It's quite effective. Okay, thank you very much for your interview, Captain.